hard times. My mother had 8 kids. And as I said, I was born in Georgia. And I know in the time that, you know, she worked for white people, that they couldn't afford to pay her no money, but they could afford to give her plenty of food. I remember a time when you could buy a pop for 3 cents. I'm saying a pop. Do you remember that? I remember when you could buy a pop for 3 cents. And I remember when you could buy, like, going to these grocery stores, you could buy 15 cents worth of sugar. You could buy 15 cents worth of meal. You could buy maybe a little flour, syrup, molasses. And that's from the sugar cane plant, you know. And I worked for some people once that they used to help me out there feeding the cane meal. This old mule would be going round and round and round, but they had something this big with big jaws, when it come together, it come like that, and the cane come right through here and squeeze the juice out. And they used to cook syrup all night and all day.
Where was that?
In Georgia.
Wow.
In Georgia, yeah.
Well, you were saying that in LeGrand, some black families did have some...
Oh, yeah, they had a problem. You know, they were big drinkers, but they like to start clowning or picking at people when they get to drinking. And he used to go to jail. I remember he was a good painter. His name was T.R. Key.
Key?
Key.
K-E-Y, like a...
K-E-Y. Yeah, K-E-Y. And he get to drinking, then he started clowning, picking at people that shouldn't be picking at. I remember once he made over $1,500 out there to that sale yard, painting. And he didn't have no driver license. And he was coming across the Second Street Bridge, and Captain Miles, they had a captain here then.
Captain Miles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know him?
Mm-mm.
He was a captain here then. He was an older guy. And Key let him run him off the bridge. And then he called some of the officers up to have him to go pick Key up. He was drunk as a skunk. But anyway, that $1,500 he made didn't do him a bit of good. They charged him that, and so Monday morning he didn't have no money to go up on. He had to get him another job and start back all over again.
So he had to pay
$1,500? Yeah. Yeah, by the time he got him a lawyer and all, it took all that, you know. Yeah, he tried to run back to run the guy off the bridge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this town here have been so good to me. And a black person never had no problem here. Like, the kids going to college here now, all of them, they seem to be doing pretty good. They never had no problem up there, as I know them. But most of the kids from out of town, I don't know none of them. I know a couple of people, kids wakes up there, Trey Deuce and a couple more guys wake up there that they've been here a long time. I know those guys, you know. And so,
Do people in the African American community here, do you guys get together? Is there,
no.
Do you feel like there's a community?
They do anything. They do anything. If a white person having something, we go there, we meet, and that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm invited out all the time, you know, to churches and different people's homes and stuff like that, you know. So that's the way it is, you know. But other than that, everything been cool for them, because, you
mm-hmm.
know.
So what do you see in your future? What is it that you...
A good life.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness. Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I like to look at a person and say, good morning, good evening, without him saying, you know, I don't like old Field. So, you know, that's where it is.
How'd you get your name Field?
I don't know.
You don't?
No. I was born in Georgia, as I told you.
Uh-huh. And so you don't know why your parents named you Field?
I didn't like that at first, but now I like it. I don't think about 2 Fields in the telephone book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, a lot of people spell my name P-H-I-L, but it's F-I-E-L-D. Yeah, it's F-I-E-L-D.
Mm-hmm.
Field, yeah. And so a lot of people think R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. I don't have a T in my name. So that's where it is. You know, my brother and sister, I don't know how it got mixed up, but see, they got a T in their name. And they called me all the time and said, do you spell your name with a T? I said, no. Because my brother just sent me an airline ticket. He said, I got to get this name right, you know. And he spelled it with a T. I said, no, it's a R-O-B-E-R. He spelled his name R-O-T. Yeah. You know, he got a T in his name. But I don't have a T in my name, you know. But how it got mixed up, I don't know. So that's where it is, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you ever go back down to Madison Street to see what it looks like down there? You have a property, right?
Yeah, I'm over there every day. Mm-hmm. I'm over there every day. I lived on Madison 15 years. Yep. And I live right next to the Triasons, Lucky Triasons.
Oh, you live next door?
She and I were sister-in-law. And she's 77, I'm 77. Her birthday and her husband born in the same month, and my first wife and my birthday was in the same month. Hmm. Yeah, April 22nd, yeah.
So she still lived down there in that?
Yeah. Place? You don't know Dr. Trias? Hmm. No? Mm-mm. So you didn't know none of the Triases? Yeah?
I haven't lived here that long.
So. Oh, really? How long you lived here?
11 years.
11 years? Well, you should know. She goes all the time.
I probably have seen her, but
she
beats
everything, you know. Uh-huh. She goes swimming. She be up to the college every day. Mm-hmm. She goes to the library. She goes swimming. And she beats all. She plays tennis. And she's just a little handicapped lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's active, just like you.
Yeah,
are.
She's our Sunday school teacher. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see.
You gotta cut this off.
Maybe just another question about the churches that you have gone to in LeGrand. So the first church you went to was the
Pentecostal
Church.
Yeah.
And then what church did you go to after that?
Next, I went to the Church of God in Christ.
Now, where
it was a holiness church.
Uh-huh.
Just
where was
different
that?
Denomination, huh?
Where was that located?
They were rather pretty close side to side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. After those people left, then that church went down. Then I went to this Pentecostal church.
Uh-huh. Is that in the same location?
Or? Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And right now, I'm a Baptist.
So how did you make that switch? What happened to make you decide to change?
Well, after I started going to the Baptist church, everybody that was getting older, and they wanted me to take over that church to, not to run it, but just to be like an overseer over it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they made a deacon out of it. I'm a deacon now.
Congratulations.
And they called me Deacon Robinson, you know. So if something come up, then the people have to come before me, and then I have to talk to the sisters. I ain't got none of the brother there. I'm the oldest man in that church. So I have to talk to the sisters about their opinions about it, you know. And then we sit down and talk about it, you know.
Now, this is the church that's on Fur, is that right?
It's on T.
T.
You know where Fur Street at?
Mm-hmm.
You know where that muffin shop on Monroe?
Yeah.
You know, it's a little V, go right around that, just right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Call it Mabar Baptist Church.
Mabar?
Mabar Baptist Church,
huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so that's where that little church is. We only have a small nomination. But as I said, where's two or three together in my name, there's a child
so
of God.
So do you speak at the church now? Or
no. I have to get up and speak sometime. You know, I have to get up and speak sometime if anybody there, then I have to get up and speak. So, but we got a good Sunday school teacher. She's a musician and all that. She plays the piano and all. She sings good, so that's it. Yeah, we got a pretty good nomination of people there, so everything is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is cool, yeah.
Well, and I think I'll just finish it by asking you to say something. I know that you've already talked about your faith.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to say for people that are reading these books about how you believe?
Well, you know, sometimes it's hard to, with different denomination. It's hard to explain to people. I express myself, and I tell you or anybody that God is so good. You've been good to me. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up with a mind to say, Lord, I thank you. And I'm going to tell you, I thank God for the food that I eat. I thank him for the water that I drink. And I tell him to breathe on people that really don't know him. Breathe on them. But there's so many people, I wish it might not happen. And sometimes it might happen. God could, when so many times people said, I don't believe in Jesus Christ, I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in this, but I just wish you could just test them and shut their mouth up. And they can go and tell somebody about what God done for me. And I can tell you what he done for me. He made a new creature out of me. He made a man out of me. He made a man out of me. You know, I tell anybody, God is so good. He's merciful. He's wonderful. And he'll do the same thing for you he'll do for me. Amen. Amen. He's the same thing. He's so good.